And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and our topic this week is loving your life right now. We see that the human mind is never happy. It is discontented most often, wanting something different, something more. You know, as you have had an issue or a disturbance in your life, and you say, if this could be solved, everything would be great. And yet, when that thing is solved, immediately the mind brings up something else that is not right, according to it. Something that is an issue, a problem, needs to be tackled, and could even put you into a warlike mode to challenge another or to dominate another. Please imagine this picture, if you will. The time and time again, when something has been solved in your life that you thought, oh, once that is done and solved, I will be free, I will be content and happy. And yet, that does not happen because the mind is right there with another issue or problem. This we bring to your awareness now, to understand that this mind, yes, it is doing its best to take care of you and make you safe in its own way, but it is all based on fear. So, if you will, when another instance like this comes up and you hear the voice saying, if this is solved, I'll be free, I'll be happy, pause. Imagine this voice outside of you and talk with it and say, is that really the truth for you? Or do you have a backlog and a pipeline of other issues you will bring forward once this is solved? The idea of having this conversation in this way enables you to see that this mind is not your true self. It is not your God self. Your God self that has so much gratitude and joy and delight in the life you have right now, even though you may say, well, look at this challenge. I'm going through a divorce. Look at this financial issue. Look at this, look at that. It is always something. So we ask you this week to experience gratitude for the life you have right now, because what you truly know is that any challenge is simply an opportunity being delivered to you from your spirit to face it, to grow in your understanding and awareness, and to be free of the limitations that it has bound you with in your life. That is what loving your life right now is about. we know that the mind will be quite loud to say, oh, that's not true. Look at how big this problem is. And you know the quality of that voice. It is more harsh, it is abrupt, and it is often dismissive to you as you are looking to God and your spirit and asking the questions of God and your spirit, because your mind does not want to lose its grasp on you, because it thinks it's doing the best for you. But remember, please, it is coming from fear. So that is the baseline for you, to love your life as it is right now. When you do have challenges and difficulties that you perceive, come to the center of your being and ask God, that creative energy and source that created you, why is this in my life, God? What is here for me to come to know and understand and see and have insights about and heal? Continue to ask as you take your steps until this conversation with the mind about whatever it is that causes you discontent comes down to nothingness. There is no energy charge on this thing. It becomes nothing. We will add here that the human mind is quite persistent and will continue to do its game with you. And so you get to practice this and exercise yourself, living in gratitude about your life right now and loving your life right now will bless you infinitely, and it will bless all of life as well, because the love and the gratitude and the humility that you experience is part of the original design of humankind. And so you are bringing forward the original divine plan and original design of you and your spirit, an expression of infinite God, good. Our love and blessings are with you always.